Trent Dunphy, the man who ruined my whole entire freaking fucking life. The man who separated me from my loved ones that day in 2015 by zipping me into his JanSport backpack as casually as if I was some sort of banana for lunch. After all these years, he had become a figure of true evil in my mind. Like Ted Bundy, or Hitler, or Beetlejuice. Except I didn't have to say his name 3 times to make him appear and honk my little ass and say showtime like Hitler would. I already had him on the phone. From Earwolf Presents, in combination with the Sandusky Police Department and Mothers Against Big Chunky Kidnappers of Chickeny Little Kids, this is the disappearance of Dickie Donnelly.
Trent Dunphy's phone. Hello?
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 Hello, this is, Sirius XM, and we were wondering if you wanted to redo your, subscription to our fine, display of buffet music and beyond?
Oh my god, thank you, I've been meaning to. Yeah, awesome. I've really been missing Lithium. I miss Grant Random in my life. Jenny LSQ. What price point are we talking about? Here, I'm in the middle of something, but I'm gonna just put that on pause because this is great.
Oh, what are you in the middle of?
Right now.
Something bad?
I hope it's good. I'm making a salad, a shrimp Louie wedge. So shrimp.
Louie is a little boy's name.
I suppose it is. It could be a man's name, Louis Anderson.
Is it a man in your salad?
No. It's a shrimp, and it's crab, and it's a little bit of lobster. It is a feast. It is for a little boy. I'm going to be feeding a kid a wonderful salad.
Against his will?
I think he wants the salad. I think so. It's a delightful salad. I don't usually get these many questions from these Sirius XM calls, but...
Oh, I have to tell you the truth.
Oh, don't! I hope it's not that you're canceling 90s on 9. It's my favorite station. All the pop hits of the 90s, but today.
It's me, Dickie Donnelly. You kidnapped me in 2015. Dickie Donnelly, 4'8", 75 pounds, big heart, little dreams, dry hands, wet hair, huge ass, broken heart. Because of you, Trent Dunphy. Don't hang up.
Hang on. My world is upside down. Am I not getting a nice offer for Sirius XM to re-up my service on my Kia Soul?
I just got nervous and I said I was with Sirius XM, but
so
I'm Dickie Donnelly.
None of this is true. Dickie Donnelly, once again, you have fucked me. I can't believe it with this kid.
No, Trent Dunphy, you can't hurt me. I'm millions of miles away through the phone line. And you can't shrimp yourself down into a peanut electrode and come screaming over here just to whoop my ass. I know you can't, Trent Dunphy. You may be bad, but you're not magic.
Look, if I could get into that phone, like a little electrode to go all the way over there.
Don't come in the phone. Don't come in the phone.
And slap you. Yeah! You have been such a headache for me from the day I grabbed you off that roller coaster, you know?
So you admit it.
Is this being recorded?
No.
Okay, good. Well, good, yeah. I mean, I kidnapped you from a theme park. I, Trent Dunphy, kidnapped you from a theme park in Ohio. And we were going to have a lovely dinner together.
Shrimp and crab? You disgusting perv!
Me a perv? You were tiny. You were starving. You describe your ass as big, but it is, I have to say, flat as a board.
It's big compared to the rest of my body.
Oh.
Paperclip wrists.
Okay.
Toothpick neck. Little button nose.
Look.
I'm made of office supplies, for Christ's sake.
I saw you on that roller coaster, and it was like I was shopping in August with my mom at Office Max. I looked up there, and I was like, it's all the supplies, including index card chest. You know, Dickie? And I thought, this kid is not well taken care of. I wanted to help you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I thought I was biodegenetically skinny and chicken-y scrawny. Do you think my parents were on purposely withholding beef dinner?
Beef dinner, chicken dinner, pork dinner, all dinner. I saw you. How old were you at that time? 12?
No, I was only four.
Four? So you had the hair of a 12-year-old and the body of a 4-year-old.
So that's the only part of me that was advanced, was my hair.
Oh my gosh, your hair was growing at a 12th grade level.
It was trying to escape my body.
That might be it. Anyway, your hair was jumping right out of your head. You looked like, what's his name, from the, he used to review movies.
E.T. Grimace?
No, I do remember a short-lived E.T. and Grimace, like Ebert and Roper type TV show,
I haven't seen a lot of stuff, Trent.
Oh, well, yeah, like this guy who was in the 70s, Gene something. No, that's Gene Siskel. Anyway,
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka? Kid, this is just like the car ride.
Trent, you're screaming at me.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to help you. You were a 4-year-old on a roller coaster. I'm at the park getting my daily bread, wallets that fall out of roller coasters, hats, prescription glasses, etc.
You were stealing trinkets upon... wallets upon coins and cash?
Yes, that's how I get paid to run my orphanage for unmanaged kids.
What?
I do citizens' arrests on little kids who aren't being taken care of their parents when CPS won't chime in.
What the hell? Child police syndrome?
Guess again, CPS.
Chickeny, poulet, serviette.
What the chicken?
I know a little French.
Yeah, I mean, you clearly know the lyrics of Lady Marmalade, chicken poulet serviette.
Marmalade,
yeah. You got me grooving in my own kitchen here. Hey, sister, soul sister, gotta get that girl, sister.
That was your motto. You were at the theme park thinking, hey, sister, soul sister, I simply gotta get this dough, sister, standing underneath the loops of the roller coasters to catch coins.
Yes. I didn't even make the connection that that song described exactly what I was doing. Trying to get that dough, sister. And I also grab little kids who don't belong there, you know, and I treat them to a life they could never imagine with
but
the money
Dunphy,
I've earned.
But Dunphy, they're already at the park, at the freaking roller coaster theme park with their families. Don't you think they're getting being treated pretty good?
A 4-year-old on the upside down loop-de-loop. I before that had happened, I don't know if you remember, I had already seen you on the zipper.
No seatbelt, tin can, rattles around, bonks your head.
Yes, the Gravitron.
Oh, spinner throw up or shit your panner.
The teacups.
Not the teacups. Spinning round, 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 round.
And ordering a beer.
I don't remember any of this, Dunphy. I must have been wasted.
You were off your rocker, and I'm not talking Betty White style. You had too much to drink, and I thought this kid needs protection. So I grabbed you, and sure, I should have checked with your parents, but I thought they would just take you back to this life of disgustingness. Hang on, my crab's burning. Just a second here. Damn it. All right, I gotta put on another crab. It's gonna be a little while, Aaron. Just take a load off on that memory foam mattress. Big dinner coming. Sorry.
I have to tell you, Trent, I'm beside myself. Like Mary-Kate and Ashley if I was two people. Because one part of me always thought when I got you on the phone, I'd give you a real piece of my mind. A slice of that big old thought of apple pie. Shove it down your mouth. Make you shit it. Make you eat it. Angry guy. But now, I don't know what to think. I was being mistreated, malpracticed by my parents. And you rescued me? This changes everything. It's like optical illusion of is an old hag or a beautiful woman drawing.
I don't know if the dress is green or gold here. I
don't know if it's Yenny or Laurel.
I don't know if it's Mary-Kate or Ashley.
I don't know if it's up or down or what the fuck.
I don't know if it's left or right or A, B, or select start.
I don't know if it's northwest or any sort of even compass.
Even Kanye.
I don't know if it's Kanye or Easy.
Look, Dickie, I apologize. If you're calling me right now, clearly I affected your life in the negative. I have to know, did you find your parents? Did you find a better life for yourself after you escaped from my van that fateful day?
Well, I stayed in the van. I got in your copter. I jumped through the chopper copter fripper froppers, and flopped down into the ocean where I was with all, I found a whole tribe of other kids who had also escaped your clutches. Why didn't you just say that you were a good guy to us and then we wouldn't have tried to do Homeward Bound?
I thought it was obvious. I'm stealing you off of an upside down roller coaster that you're falling off of, and I'm saying, we can't tell your parents. It's too dangerous. Come with me. Don't tell anyone. We're going to a better place. And kids keep escaping.
You did say that to me?
Yeah, in so many words. And look, I've learned...
What did you actually say? Because I don't remember you saying that.
I think, be quiet, come with me.
Right.
And now I'm playing it back in my head. I'm still learning. We're all learning and growing. You were the one that taught me I can't leave my helicopter keys sitting right in the passenger seat where any kid can grab them and steal the helicopter.
How do you get all this, first of all, how do you get all this money? I know you're collecting coin to support your, forgive me if I'm a little suspicious, Trent, because it's been a few years I've had to ruminate on this, okay?
What an eloquent language.
I learned from the other kids. One of their moms was an English teacher.
Oh, wow. What a society.
Before he was taken from her by you.
Oh. Was this Stefan? That was Stefan, whose mom was the English teacher.
Yeah, Stefan Bulgaria.
Yeah, his... Stefan Bulgaria. His mom would hit him with a ruler if he ever got his grammar wrong.
That's why he had centimeter, centimeter, centimeter imprinted on his ass.
Yes, he could pull out his ass and measure anything up to 14 centimeters.
I know, that really came in handy when we were in the wild with no appliances.
Because what did you have to measure?
Dicks.
Were you installing dicks?
Dicks for contests. And coconut size for dinner.
I am beside myself at the idea of you kids being out there without adult supervision, someone to cook you a fancy meal, show you the beautiful art and culture of the world, like what I'm doing over here.
Gets sucked into your spin of it. Riddle me this. If you had to go collect coins to fund your orphanage, how come you were paying adult entry into the theme park every freaking day? That's actually really expensive. Explain it.
The mind of a child is what I need. You're absolutely right. I'm paying the $65. Every once in a while, I'm bringing in two sodas from the Albertsons to get the half-off deal. But in order to get the two sodas from Albertsons...
Wait, if you bring in two sodas from Albertsons, you get half-off entry to the park?
Yeah, you ever seen these deals? You bring in a Coke can, and they give you half-off entry to the park.
No, I've never freaking ever heard of that.
Well, I could have shown you the world. This is one of the magic of theme parks. I love theme parks, Dickie. I don't know about you, but there's something about an adult man alone in a theme park. eight pockets on his pants... Big old fanny pack.
Huge backpack.
Huge backpack because you can't fit everything into the fanny pack. Backpack sling on one shoulder because I'm still cool. And I'm just taking in the world and kids who are being mistreated like you.
Did babies go in the fanny pack?
Babies, you got to do backpack. I guess a teensy tiny baby, you could do fanny pack, but that's generally for, you know, lip gloss, hand sanitizer, deodorant type stuff.
And all the coins and wallets that you're finding.
And of course, the coins and wallets that I'm finding.
So you don't think that's stealing? Because what if there's a family there and the mom and dad are actually really good to their kids, but then they drop their wallet, you just take it?
Hey, if you can't, here's my... If you want the Trent Dunphy philosophy, go tell this to anyone because, I'm sad that this is just being told to you. I feel like I want to shout it from the rooftops. My philosophy is, if you can't take care of it, you don't deserve it. Kids, wallets, cool hats, necklaces, little notes that people write you, your valet slips after you park, anything that falls out of your pocket, little kettle corns, yum, yum, yum. If you can't take care of it, someone who can deserves it.
Is that why? Okay, now I'm remembering. In your helicopter, you also had to cut off little braids of lots of different girls because their hair was tangly, so they don't deserve to keep it?
Yes. If you can't take care of your hair, little girl, it's my hair. And I'll show you how to brush it. And
well,
I'll show you how to wash
it.
I
didn't show you how to brush it. You took it away.
Well, how could I show you on an imaginary doll? They only go so far, and I can't do the voices. My voice can't go that high.
I guess. Do you do YouTube tutorials on how to take care of hair for kids?
So you're one of the 10 people that's watched them.
I don't, if I have, then I found you before I even thought I found you, and I had no idea.
Oh, it's Trent's Tutorials, and I teach little girls how to comb their hair, how to take
on
care
the
of themselves.
On severed ponytails of
On severed ponytails of little girls that I found at parks and movie theaters and things like that. My rule is, though, they always have to fall into my arms. I can't grab them from something.
The braids?
No, the girls. The braids are mine if they're not taken care of.
Wait, So, I'm a little boy.
Sure.
So, I fell off the roller coaster into your backpack.
That's right. So, your hair was impeccable. I remember. It was jumping out of your head. Your hair was at a 12th grade level. So, that wasn't an issue. I left your hair with you. But there's other things that boys need to be good at that you weren't. You know what I mean? One of them was style. So, I took your shirt right off. And I said, this is not a shirt for you. And I made you a shirt out of your shirt. I made you in the car. I don't know if you remember this. I sat you down and I sewed up a little shirt for you while I sang my little shirt song. And I taught you how style is supposed to look.
I don't know if I remember, Trent. Will you sing the song? Maybe it'll make me remember.
My shirt song?
Yes.
Bad little boys have bad little style. Watch me sew just for a little while. When the shirt is nice and fancy, good little boys get a little romancy.
I remember now.
I wanted you to have romance in your life. I never did because no one taught me how to be a good little boy.
You took my shirt, you ripped it to shreds, and then you French braided it back together.
That's right, and you looked like you were at Paris Fashion Week. Your shirt looked like a little white girl's head after going to Mexico and not having her parents have good sense to say, please don't get cornrows.
Right. Trent, it's so crazy to look back and see this all in a different light because at that time I was, I guess, so malnourished and chickeny that my ears weren't hearing sort of adult level tones yet. So when you were singing, all I heard was, I was terrified. And then you ripped my shirt to shreds with your teeth. I thought you were some sort of werewolf monster.
This is why perspective matters.
This is why we can't have nice things.
And this is why we can't have nice things is because, you know, I didn't even realize how that could look to you, me ripping the shirt off like that.
And you catching me in your backpack and running away with me.
Yeah.
I also misunderstood that.
It's so funny the way these things happen. And years later, you look at them and you go, oh, if we had just communicated a little better. Well, I'm sorry. I hope it didn't mess up your life too much. I miss you, you know?
Well, we barely knew each other. I mean, I didn't even make it back to what I thought was a dungeon for little chicken kids, which I guess now sounds like a gorgeous shrimp buffet orphanage.
It's a dungeon for little shrimpy kids to eat shrimp and grow and be big and learn the ways of the world the way nobody taught me.
Wait, to prove it, the boy that you're making that lobster pasta for?
Uh-huh.
Can I speak to him?
Sure. Aaron, come on in.
Hello.
Hello, are you Aaron?
Yes, I am Aaron with two A's. Hi, who is this?
I'm Dickie Donnelly. I was taken by Trent Dunphy once too, a long time ago, and I'm searching for my parents. I need to make sure. If you're not safe there, say spaghetti with bolognese, please.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Wait, say, if you're not safe, say spaghetti with bolognese, please.
Spaghetti bolognese, please.
Are you trying to say spaghetti with bolognese, please?
We enunciate here, Aaron. Enunciate your words. I don't know what you're talking about,
Aaron, quick, if you're not safe, say something simpler. Just say, megalomaniac.
Hey, Mega! Hello, Maniac! No, you're no Jesus! Okay. You're no fucking Elvis!
Just wait,
all right, Aaron, very funny. Okay, all right.
Huh, so you were right all along, Trent.
Well, there
the
you go.
The kids are being treated pretty good.
I mean, look at that. And a wonderful salad and a shrimp on the way. Of course, I've burned the shrimp again. It's not traditional Louis style. This one is done on the pan. So it's a hot salad, which the kids love.
You really treat them so good, don't you? How many kids are you cooking for today?
Oh, 15. You know what I found where the worst parents are? Do you know when you go into the mall and there's those little cars that look like bears that the kid can drive around now? They're like soft cars the kid can drive
yes.
around. And parents let these kids drive so recklessly without a license, without any sort of C-class license or ability to know the rules of driving. So if I see a kid breaking the law over at the Westfield Mall, I just stick my arm out, and if he drives into it, that's my son now.
The parents ever chase you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Bad parents want to keep being bad. So that's why you got to run fast. You got to know your little places to hide in the mall. The kiosks. Sometimes I'll hop on, you know those little tiny helicopters the guy walking around wants you to play with?
Yeah.
You can hop on one of those and just... But,
Dunphy, I mean, I can't see you, but, Dunphy.
Dickie.
You sound humongo.
Oh, so you have a good memory. Well, I mean, you know, I'm, 6'10"?
Say all your stats.
6'10", 420 pounds, single, male, 15 turnovers and 2 assists, 3 points, 0 rebounds.
And you finish it by going, Trent Dunphy.
Trent Dunphy.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for teaching me stats here. I learned from the kids, too. There's certain things that we just don't know, you know, and that's the interplay here. Where are you, Dickie? I would love to come visit.
Okay.
Where are you? I'd love to come. I feel like there was so much I didn't get to teach you, and I would love my helicopter back while we're at it, if you know where that is.
Yeah, it's a real shame that I guess I ran away from you thinking that you were bad when all you really wanted to do is keep me locked tight up into the house and eating seafood.
Yes, exactly. I keep everybody here on the Mediterranean diet, which has been proven to be the healthiest diet. They all drink that new Oleo stuff or whatever at Starbucks, the olive oil inside the coffee.
Oh.
Olean, maybe, is what it's called. Everybody here has the best olive oil diarrhea. And we're cleaned out, and we're just like we're in the Mediterranean.
Well, Trent, what happens when the kids get, like, old enough? Then do you give them back to their parents, or you give them back out to the world? Or what's the, like, catch-and-release kind of protocol?
Well, a big issue, which you are very familiar with, along with the other 66 kids, is I cannot keep you damn kids around the house for very long.
Yeah.
I leave my keys everywhere. One kid used my long hair as like they threw it out the window and climbed down it like Rapunzel.
Your hair or all the braids that you stole tied together?
It's on my head now, so it's my hair,
all
right?
On your head?
How else do I show the kids how to braid their hair? Hey, there's so much you don't know, Dickie. Where are you? I want to come see you and teach you all these things.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you my address in a second, because first, I just don't want to forget, but it reminds me that one of the kids that I teamed up with to live within the forest, well, he had said that I escaped from the helicopter, some kids escaped from the van, but some kids actually went to your house and they said that they were in some sort of knife room or something, and they escaped they dug a hole out from bottom of the knife room. So I guess now I'm just wondering what's that about.
Well, lesson learned. Lesson learned on my end here, because I saw, what's the name of the movie? I can't remember the name of the fucking movie! What is the name of the movie?
Trent, you're scaring me.
Dickie, I'm not yelling at you. It's okay, Dickie. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just mad. I'm just mad around you. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I remember now. You were Trent Dunphy, 8'5", short fuse, hard fists, knives in pockets. Trent Dunphy.
Lots of scars on my thighs, don't forget.
What's with the short fuse, man?
Things just anger me sometimes when I lose control of the, you know, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's a movie with Tim Robbins, and he's in jail.
Shawshank Redemption.
Thank you, Dickie. You're so smart. I wish I had you around the house. Where are you? Where are you right now? We need you around the house.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a sec. Finish your story.
Well, I watched that movie and saw them dig out with a spoon. And so I made a knife room because I said no spoons here so no one can try to dig their way out of here. Turns out knives are way easier to dig with. And everybody got out very quickly. They never learned the lesson of the sharpest knife cuts the most delicious meal.
Oh, okay. I wish I could go back and talk to more of those kids that got kidnapped, because, you know, I talked to one of them recently, and her story was very harrowing, and it doesn't really add up to this kind of stuff.
Huh. Who would that have been? Somebody you talked to? Who? I mean, any of them could have been harrowing now, and I'm hearing from you that this experience you had with me that I thought was so normal is harrowing for you, you know? What about, let's see, when I, in your words, kidnapped you, in my words, saved you, what about when I kept your eyes open in the car and showed you all those movies to educate you on how nice life was going to be?
Right, I do remember it now. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, I am disinclined to acquiesce to your request.
You remember!
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Oh my gosh, so it worked, you see? That what a lovely... You remember the exact words from such a...
But I was crying and crying, and I kept saying, Mr. Turn It Off, and you played it 47 times. Why, Trent Dunphy? What does that have to do with me being a malnourished Office Depot kid?
Well, that's just a good movie. That's just a good movie. There's no two ways about it. And I think it's important to educate our youth about some of the wonders of film and magic of film. Yeah, I saw your parents drove you in one of those cars where everyone can see the TV that you're watching.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're watching in the back seat, but every other car can see it. It's a huge TV. No little kid deserves such a big TV. It's going to spoil you. And they were showing you dumbed-down Disney Channel comedy. You were watching My Date with the President's Daughter, which to me is just facile. And I needed you to see what Disney can really make. Jack Sparrow, sexy, sexy Orlando Bloom. Oh, with his wonderful piercing eyes and his swashbuckling nature. I swashbuckle the kids sometimes just to train everybody.
What does that mean?
We both get our Eppies out, and we sword fight.
Eppies?
Eppies.
EpiPens?
No! Well, yes, you know, in fencing, an Eppy, E-P-E-E, is like a little fencing sword, but I don't have those. It's unsafe for kids.
Well, en français, that would be épée. Trent, there's holes in your story.
I don't like being corrected, Dickie.
Oh, good thing I'm on the other side of the phone, and you can't get me through here. No, stop trying.
Putting my hand into the receiver of my phone.
No, stop
my fingers.
Stop
my fingers.
I smell the shrimp on your fingers. Oh.
Okay, we got sent through the phone. If we could get a hand all the way through. Where even are you? Isn't that... Let's play this. Let's play this. I'm looking out my window.
Okay.
And I see a lovely...
Patch of dead kids. Is that what you see, Trent?
How dare you suggest that I would make the kids who do happen to perish go into a patch? Some kids don't make it through the adult learning program, but that's just par for the course. The kids that do make it end up so much better and nicer.
Nice enough to marry?
Are you looking to get married, Dickie?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering why I saw a wedding ring on your hand. Who would ever marry kind of a weird guy like you?
Oh, you hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, Trent. I'm still kind of like straddling this line between I don't know if you're good or bad.
No, the wedding ring is on my finger because I am married to the idea of children. I'm not married to the children. I'm married to the idea of children and raising them the right way, which your parents couldn't do. They showed you bad movies. They let you drink. They put you on a roller coaster. I tell you, Dickie, your dad was out of control. backwards hat, short shorts, sandals. This guy had no style. I would have liked to go back in time and get him as a kid and have him watch me braid his shirt into a nice fancy shirt.
So you're much older than my dad? How old are you?
Let's see. I was born in 1975. Okay. It's 2023. 40 plus.
I can't do math. I never went to school.
Because you didn't stay with me, young man. You didn't stay with me. I'm putting my little head into the phone
I smell your dandruff. No, I smell the braid of a thousand little girls.
Impossible. I use Pert Plus. Impossible. Impossible.
I smell red hair. Do you have it?
Yes, I am naturally redheaded. Dunphy is a Irish name.
Oh, interesting.
I come from a long line of the Dunphy clan.
Oh, interesting. Did you move to the United States from Ireland?
No, I was born in the United States.
Oh, yeah, but your parents have accents?
My mom has an accent.
No way. Interesting.
Where are you, by the way? I don't know much about your...
let me tell you my story, Trent. Yeah. I was at the theme park with my family, who I loved. And then I was suddenly zipped into a Jansport backpack, thrown into a van, then a helicopter, and splunged into the ocean where I was raised by 67 other kids in the trees with the coconuts. I was cold, Dunphy. Yeah. I was miserable. I was scared. I miss my parents every single day because maybe they weren't perfect. Maybe they had backwards hats and bad style. And maybe my mom, you never said anything about her, but she was ugly.
I didn't really catch a glimpse of your mom. I was mostly focused on your dad being a bad little daddy.
Okay, so maybe my dad was a bad little daddy, but he's still my bad little daddy. And you had no right to take me. I should have been raised by those guys. I should have been knowing what those guys wanted me to know. I should have been a little boy who they want me to be a little boy. I should have backwards hat like my dad. I should have been sitting on my mom's lap. I should have been on a roller coaster for my mom. I should have been knowing who those people are. I should have wanted to be back with the Donnelly family, and I deserve to be back with the Donnelly family. And you know why to take me on that, though. You know why to take me on that, though.
Well said. Wow, I've really had to face what I do here.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason those 68 kids all escaped from me is because I'm not doing this right. And there is a better way to steal kids from their parents and raise them the right way when they're not being raised. For example, there was Leanne, who was being too loud in the McDonald's ball pit. So I put my backpack in the shoe area of the ball pit, and when she put her hand in to grab her shoes, I zipped up her little hand and ran out with her hand and arm in the
backpack.
Wait,
is it a trick backpack? Like, it has a hole in the bottom, and you put your hand in the bottom, and then when someone reaches in the backpack, you grab their hand and you pull them into the backpack?
That's exactly right. Well, you got such a great imagination, Dickie. I'm so glad you turned out relatively well, you know, and down to earth.
I'm kind of an inventor. Since I had my experience with you, I've began a foundation for kids to help them not get kidnapped, and I've made different kinds of inventions for them to wear, like, you know how little dog wears a spiky vest so owl or coyote can't take it?
Oh.
Spiky vest for kids. I have a keychain that's a soundboard of Liam Neeson's voice saying, I will warn you. Yeah, that kind of thing, so scare a kidnapper away.
Just you doing that?
It was me doing it, yeah.
Okay, Jesus, yeah. If I heard Liam Neeson saying he was going to hunt me down, I would not take it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have taken me that day, I bet.
It's good to know what inventions you have so I can make sure to protect against them now. Spiky backpack,
don't.
Earplugs for Liam Neeson. Yeah, good, good. What other inventions there? What I've seen kids walking around with is big mustaches, so I think they're adults and don't want to take them. And so now I can't trust any mustaches because they're wearing these fake non-kidnapping mustaches.
Well, actually, Trent, that brings up a good point. If you're really in the business of helping people, there's a lot of adults in the world who are in rough shape. If you think I look like an office depot, there's a lot of adults in the world who don't have a home and aren't getting enough food, and you could help them. You could take them in, and you could make them shrimp salad, and you could teach them about Pirates of the Caribbean and help them get a new place to live.
It's an interesting theory.
It's not a theory.
I find adults, for whatever reason, don't want to be around me for a very long time. And adults are harder to trap. Whereas kids, you teach them that what I'm doing is cool and right. And sure, 60 plus, I think I've lost about 420 kids. Some of them ended up on your island. I heard from another kid who, that them and the other kids started a soccer team together. And they did pretty well in the YSO. So, you know, I bring kids together in a way, my escapees.
But don't you feel bad that they don't ever kind of find civilization again?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, but like...
And look at you, you're acting well. I really thought you were from SiriusXM, which I wish I could get an affordable new subscription to in my Kia Soul. Of course, it's already affordable for all the stations I get. Broadway on 76, comedy on 93 through 99, Team Coco on 104. But I would love to pay slightly less anyway. Well, Dickie, you know what? You know what I'm realizing right now?
What?
I would like to apologize to you face to face.
But we're over the phone.
Well, yes, and as hard as I've tried to shove my face through the phone, Freddy Krueger dream style, it's not working. But all I'm saying is we should see each other face to face at the neutral location or somewhere you feel safe, your place, wherever you are, and I could apologize to you.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea because, you know, I've had some trust issues with adults. That's why I never did find my parents or back to civilization, because any adult that would be interested in trying to help me, I just thought they were going to kidnap me again. So in a way, you're kind of the only safe adult I have left because you already did the deed and can't really get much worse.
Yeah, it's like double jeopardy. I can't kidnap you again. I can't re-traumatize you. It's already happened, and you've taught me so much about how the things I do could be perceived as scary. Remind me, how old are you now?
Well, now I'm,
it's okay 12. If you don't know. You need to math. 12. We could throw you the best little bar mitzvah for when you turn 13, Dickie. And then when you turn 16, we could throw you a quinceañera a year late.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Yo, that's why I need to see you face to face. We need to take you into your manhood. You know, you, a 12-year-old, you should be the man of the house. Where do you live? Where even are you?
Well, I'm still just kind of living in an old abandoned playground behind the Target on Western and La Brea. But,
did that ever go up? Oh, that Western La Brea. Okay, that one's been up for a while.
Yeah, and, well, actually, right now, as ironic as it is, I'm recording a podcast, but don't worry, I'm not recording you, at the SiriusXM studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, yeah, I love that if you see, any of the Sirius greats around, you know, whether it
be... Who are your faves? I'll see if I can put a word in for
you. I've named a few of them. Jenny LSQ is wonderful. Grant Random always makes me laugh. Josiah, of
what
course.
Does LSQ stand for?
I that's the question I would have for her, if you could ask her for me. But yeah, it's great that you're there. I mean, there's so many wonderful... tell them I want Johnny Carson Radio back. We had a fun month where I was listening to Carson with the kids and teaching them, because the kids... Yeah. Want to watch Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
They want to watch Stephen Colbert.
It's okay, Trent. We can talk about something else.
And it's just, that's not what comedy is.
I know it's not what comedy is.
Carson is the guy that
Carson's
did comedy.
Carson's comedy. I agree, Trent.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Carson's the only good one.
Yes, the only good comedian
we agree,
ever
Trent.
Been.
We agree.
Good.
Okay.
Good, Dickie. You're so smart.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, how is the podcast going? Have you met any fun people? It's lovely catching up. Just so you can picture this right now, I have just tried to eat some of my salad. It went right through me. So I have now moved into the restroom, and I am making while we talk. So it's lovely to just chat and catch up while I'm just living my life.
Making what? More salad?
Oh, no. Making bathroom. I am on the potty right now.
Making bathroom?
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to be vulgar. It's not good to be vulgar, Dickie.
Wait. I remember now. Ho, 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 I'm making bathroom. That's what some of the kids would say that they heard before. Before they fell asleep. And then they'd stare up at the ceiling. brown stuff would come down. You're not a good guy at all, Trent. I heard about this.
Unrelated. That is not on me. That's a piping issue. That's a ceiling issue.
They said, ho, 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 I'm making bathroom would echo through the walls. And everyone would be tied to their beds, forced to look up at the hole in the ceiling. That's not good, Trent.
Dickie, this is why we need to talk. When I hear it from you, I understand how that could be bad. I knew there was a leak in the ceilings, so I would just try to make it better by letting them think Santa was the one making bathroom up there. Ho, 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 I'm making bathroom.
Oh, and they would go, okay.
Oh, Santa's doing it. Now I know that people didn't like it and that it was scary.
I guess it did sound kind of jolly when you did it.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad we got that. I need to talk to all of these kids. Do you have all their contact information?
Well, I had one kid on the podcast, and that was a real thrill. I also talked to a child psychologist, and now I'm talking to you, which is awesome. But I was hoping for my very last episode of the series. Perfect guest, obviously, would be my parents. But I don't know where they are.
Your awful dad, Sean, and your mom, Dickie Sr.?
You know their names?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, my mom's name is Dickie Sr.?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're named after your mother.
I didn't know.
You're Dickie Jr., you're DJ. And I'm not talking Full House.
DJ Tanner?
No, I'm not talking Full House. Good kids, listen!
How do you know my parents' names?
Oh, because obviously you fell into my backpack, but so did their wallets and their driver's licenses and their social security cards and their passports and their
blood
their
samples
Google
and
logins
everything.
And their blood samples.
EpiPens.
Yeah, their EpiPens, which we used to EpiFight with. Your mom is a typo hero.
Oh, Trent, please tell me their information. I've been looking for them for 8 years. It would mean so much to me if you would just tell me anything that I could use to find them.
Well, I would love for you to re-meet your parents. But I need you to know that you don't want them to be your parents. I'm going to be your parent. So go hang out with them and see how bad they are, and then come to my house. How does that sound?
Okay, I guess that's a fair trade. If I go meet with my parents and I decide I don't like them, I'll come live with you forever in Shrimp Hell.
Shrimp Hell has a nice little ring to it, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, Shrimp Hell. Mark Maron has the Cat Ranch and I have Shrimp Hell. Maybe I'll do a little podcast with all my little kids here. But yes, you could come to Shrimp Hell. I'll give you my address. And I mean, your parents may have moved since when I took you 8 years ago. Who knows? But I can tell you where they are on here. And I can, I guess, do you want their email addresses and their phone numbers, too?
It says that on their license?
Yeah, it's kind of written in Sharpie.
Yes, please. Tell me.
Okay, great. So it's Sean.
Sean.
And Dickie Sr.
And Dickie Sr.
Last name, Donnelly.
That's my last name.
Well, sorry, just to be clear, Dickie Sr. Don is your mom's name.
Dickie Sr. Don.
And Sean Lee is your dad.
Sean Lee, Dickie Sr. Don. Dickie Sr. Don, Donnelly, Sean Lee, Donnelly.
You nailed it.
Thank
Dickie
you,
Sr.
Trent.
Don, Donnelly, Sean Lee, Donnelly. And they both live. Look at this.
What?
It looks like they were on vacation in Ohio when you and I fatefully found each other.
Right.
And it looks like they live, this will be so fun for you to visit them. They are in Phoenix, Arizona.
Home of Emma Stone.
Maybe they know Emma Stone.
Holy crap.
You writing this down?
Yes.
Okay. Their address is 1642 Ray Road. They are within blocks of an In-N-Out Burger, and one of the best In-N-Out Burgers. All right. And great. So why don't I book you a flight to my house, and we could chat, and then you could go see your parents again, and
Trent,
you'll be a man. We'll bar
mitzvah. I gotta go find my parents.
Oh, no,
thank you. Bye.
No!
The Disappearance of Dickie Donnelly is produced by me, Dickie Donnelly, 2'1", wet hair, dry shirt, little belly, big dreams. And Lisa Gilroy, whoever that is, and Earwolf, whatever that is. Our producers are Matt Apodaca and Cody Fisher. Mwah! Love you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.